The Marigolds' monumental return to music. With the recent release of their new album, I spoke to the Marigolds' lead singer Declan Hughes about this exciting new chapter in their career. I don't like the first sentence, it sounds a bit cringy, and I feel like I need to say the name of their new album. With the Marigolds seeming to be on a break from releasing music after their success at winning a Brit Award, the news of their album drop came out of the blue but nevertheless filled fans with excitement. Their previous albums, Too Good and Retrospect, have been nothing short of spectacular, establishing their distinctive and unique style. This new album is nothing different. It contains their usual style of love songs and upbeat anthems, creating a feeling of nostalgia while incorporating electronic beats into some of their tracks, creating a new, fresh and alternative sound. We spoke to Declan about what this release means for him and the band. I like this paragraph, however I feel like I need to say the year they won the Brit Award. And the sentence, this new album is nothing different, feels short and a bit to the point. And it kind of ruins the flow of the paragraph. What was your inspiration for this album? After having a break from music for a few years to focus on our personal lives, we decided to regroup about 6 months ago. After a few weeks, we'd been stuck in a musical mind block, having no fresh or unique ideas for this new album that we wanted to create. After one failed songwriting session, Lucy and I took a walk through the Hyde Park and saw a group of kids around 15, 16 years old together. This gave me inspiration as I realised we'd been caught up in our own adult lives. We had forgotten how to have fun with music. From this experience, I knew I wanted this album to be different. I wanted to capture the freedom and excitement of youth. I like this paragraph, I feel like it's a bit wordy, there's a lot of long sentences. And I feel like I need to go into more depth about when they saw, like, the kids. What messages did you want to get across in your lyrics? We wanted to give the message that it was okay to be unapologetically you. We wanted to give our audience a sense of freedom when they heard our album. This paragraph is good, but I feel like it needs to be longer. I feel like it just comes to quite an abrupt end. What is your favourite track? I would have to say Honey Sweet is my favourite. It has such a nostalgic feel, however the electronic beats in the chorus give the song a unique sound that we haven't really explored yet. The lyric that really gets me is I want to love you, but I don't have time. It explains, in my opinion, perfectly how it feels to lose someone as you're moving on with your life at different paces. But again, this paragraph comes to quite an abrupt end. I feel like there needs to be a bit more information at the end. You've won a Brit Award and are now up for a Grammy Award. How has this success impacted your personal life? Above of everything, family is the most important thing to me and always will be. Recently, with having such a busy schedule, I haven't been able to see my boy as much as I would like, but I always have one day set aside in the week to spend the whole day with him. Also, I want my family to be a part of my music, which is why they've been featured in the music video for Sunlight Days, and of course they'll be attending for the Grammys with me. I just got Milo, his child, his little suit, and it is so adorable. I think this paragraph is good, and I feel like some sentences are a bit wordy and like ruin the flow a bit. And I feel, again, it just comes to quite an abrupt end, like a lot of the paragraphs. Can you give an insight about what the Marigolds will be working on in the future? Coming back to music made all of us realise how much we love doing what we do, so we will definitely not be taking any long breaks anytime soon. After the excitement of Weekend Friend, the new album, dies down, we will definitely get back to songwriting and producing music as it is our passion. I like this paragraph, however I feel like I need to get in the album name earlier on in the article, as I feel like this is like right at the end, it doesn't really make any sense because I haven't mentioned it before. With this coming album, putting the Marigolds up for a Grammy, it seems that the only way is up. It's clear that this is only the start of what promises to be an exciting and successful time in their lives. I feel like this is a good closing paragraph. I think it just needs to be a bit longer and just has a bit more information about what they could do in the future. At Aware, we are confident that Weekend Friend is going to be the start of a new era of music for the Marigolds, and I'm excited to see what they come up with next. You can access that album on Apple Music, YouTube and Spotify. I feel like I've repeated what I said in the paragraph before, and also again, it comes to quite an abrupt end, but it needs a better closing statement.